Yitzhak. We had started Siv Zayin last week, and there's a lot more to Siv Zayin. Last week, we discussed the inyan of standing up in front of a father, which had ramifications to standing up in front of a Rebbe, Rabbi Muvok, Rabbi Sheinu Muvok, a father. There's like a Rabbi Shemuvok that you have to stand up Kamaloi Einov. My Rabbi Sheinu Muvok is only Dalet Ames. Fine, so that's the halacha. Tam Chochem is also Dalet Ames, which we'll see in Yetz Hashem. But that was last week, about the Chiyuv and all different dinim about standing up. The Chazon Ish says that you're mechuyev to stand up, even if it means you're going to be mevatel from your malacha. You're in the middle of doing your malacha, and by standing up, you're going to lose out from your malacha. You're still mechuyev to stand up. It's like a regular din of kibbutz. Just like for kibbutz aveim, you're not mechuyev to give up money of your own. But bittul malacha you are. If in order to be mechabed your parents, you have to give up a job, give up your work, whatever you're mechuyev to do. So to here, you're mechuyev to be mevatel your malacha to do an amida. Generally speaking, amida doesn't cause a bit of malacha. You could continue doing what you're doing, but sometimes it does, and if it does, you're still mechuyev to stand up. The Paiskim, the Heimdik of the Paiskim talk about an interesting story where if you're going to stand up, you're going to mess other people up as well. Here's the story. You're in the middle of shooting a live video. You're one of the actors of this video. Your father walks in. You're going to stand up. You stand up. You just ruined the scene. They're going to have to start the scene over again. So they want to know you're mechuyev to stand up. It's very nice. You're mechuyev to stand up, but who gives you the right to shoot everyone else for it? And then later that taka you don't stand up b'chai gavnim because you know between you and your father you have dinim, but to ruin everyone else that you. So luchay should be the same thing, right? Every time bittul malacha means, right? If you're bittul malacha, you're supposed to be mevatan. Forget you have a chiv, but on yenem schedule that you don't do. So is he messed up? I don't know. We'll get the meaning tomorrow. You. I don't know. Is that time? Is the essence? No, but I read it in the middle of shooting the movie, and now we got up. No, so we got to go back. No, it's not. But rather, you might have just that alone that you're making everyone wait. But you messed up the film, so you're going to have to start again. But in your case, big deal. So you tell them it's Tuesday instead of Monday. What's the big deal? You didn't make him wait. If you're going to mess him up, so maybe in a konami.
If you didn't shake Lubas yet, then it comes right there. You have to shake Lubas.
Right, Mayala.
If it's like everything, so why should you
be different? Well, why should you be different on other, if you have the other din mitzvah shebegufa, you mechuyev to do it even if it's shter ziyana? Okay, I don't know. I hear the. All right. Maybe you shouldn't have put yourself in that position. I don't know at that point, basically. Okay, fine. They talk about standing up in davening also. In the middle of davening, they say you mechuyev to stand up as well. There's no cheshbon to say that you're lefnei amelech, malchei amelachim, and now you're showing cover to someone else. Okay, so kvedei, of a gosh brok, you mechuyev to stand up in the middle of davening as well. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. I don't know. Apparently, your father doesn't care about coming late. I mean, this time it was annoyingness. I don't know. They talk about Isik v'mitzah, potem in the mitzah. If you're in the middle of davening, why don't you have a p'tur Isik v'mitzah? Taran, if you could do both at the same time, it doesn't shtel the first mitzah, then you are doing it. You are mechuyev to do it. Fine. All right, tonight I would like to focus on really is the rest of the Sif. That's a takeoff of the Indian of Amida. Now talks about where you have stira of kavod. Who's supposed to be giving kavod to whom? Let's see. V'ma'av talmid benoi, if the father is a student of the child, of his son, so he has to be mechabed his son. His son is Zachter Rebbe. And the son has to be mechaber the father because the father is his father. So what do you do then? Kolech mem oimid mepnei hasheni. Each one has to stand up in front of the other one. The father stands up in front of the son, and the son stands up in front of the father. Now this is really the Gemara. The Gemara has a shiloh on both accounts. The Gemara declares a shiloh. If the son is the father's rebbe, does he have to stand up for his father? The Gemara is a boy delayed shato, it's not passing that shiloh. And then the Gemara continues and has a shiloh, the inverse case. Okay, if the son is the Rebbe, does the father have to stand up for the son? And by the Gemara doesn't have a pshitas to the Tzaboyah, so the Gemara blives the boy delayed shato on both shilohs. Whether the son in such a case has to stand up for the father, and whether the father in such a case has to stand up for his son. The Rosh therefore passing, say, yes, it's a tzveika didina. know, it's boy delay of shita and sveka deraisa l'chumra. So mameli, each one has to stand up for the other. The son has to stand up for the father, sveka deraisa kibirav, and the father has to stand up for the son, sveka deraisa as kibitamut chacham, kvaitamut chacham. Mameli, each one has to stand up for the other. As they pass in the rush, then the rush brings down from the Maram, Amru Allah v'Ravenu Meir Meratenberg. That's the rush's rebbe, the Maram. Shemiyim sha'ala l'gedula. From the day he became famous, he was Oyla L'Gdula of Torah, L'Higbu P'nei Aviv, he never came, visited his father, V'Leirotza Shavu Yavu Yilav, and he didn't want his father to come to him. Kipshutai, the reason is, it's because he had a problem here, to buy the Leif Shita, doesn't know what to do. Not to sit, he might be over, not to stand, he might be over the Raisa, to stand up for his father, L'Chayra, there's also a problem. What's the problem? Basically, maybe the problem is that it's a gnaitus to his Torah. But he had a problem that there's a suffix here, and he doesn't know what to do. So better off to stay away from a suffix, so just don't go. Like, we just don't go to Hong Kong. We just don't go to places on Shabbos. You know, we have a suffix. You just don't go. You don't go there. In the Mela, you're free from all the fakers. So Mela, that's what the Maram learned, that you just don't go. And Mela, okay, we're going to learn, the Ramah is going to bring down this Maram, and we'll get more barichas into it. But so it's a whole blitz of Maram. That's the second Shita. Then there's a third Shita. And the Shach over here brings down the Shita Zaramba Rabbeinu Chananel, that they pask in the Shaila. The Gemara left off by the Leif Shita. And the Rambam Rabbeinu Chananel has a pshitas to the Shaila. They pass and the son has to stand up for the father, but the father doesn't stand up for the son. Okay, not like the Gemara. The Gemara has a pshitas to the Shaila on both, and comes on to the Shaila, and passes to the Shaila, gewaldig. So and the Ramami Pano, the Shach brings down, Paskin's Eikis Karambam, and the Rishon LeZion, the Rechaimah College, also says Eikis Karambam. The father should go with this. Did they go that the father does not stand up for the son, but the son does stand up for the father? And in Mamela, all the Mafashim are bothered by, where is Rabbeinu Chananel and Rambam getting a makar to pask in the Shaila del Abay the Leshet of a Gemara? Saila Kula Saila Kurma, that the son does stand up and the father doesn't stand up. Where is it coming from? Many Achrayim much on this. And there are basically three mahalchim. I'm just going to go quickly. I don't want to focus on it because it might not be the halacha. But three mahalchim amongst Rishonim and Achrayim had to deal with this Rambam. The Ran Shita is, the Ran has the problem already. The Ran says, the makom of the Rambam is a Yerushalmi. Shalmi has a story that Rabbeinu Tarfin was sick. And the Chachamim came to visit Rabbeinu Tarfin, Rabbi Tarfin. And the mother is asking to come, please, please, daven for my tarfin, daven for my son, because he's mamish, he's muflik, he does yosem midai and kibud avim. They asked him, what did he do for you? He said, well, on Shabbos once I was walking in the chatzah, and my sandal, my shoe broke, and so I couldn't walk with my shoe, and my son, Reb Tarfin, put out his hands, step by step, and I walked on his hands till I got to my destination. Today that my foot shouldn't get dirty from the floor. Gewaldig. So the Chaman told him, if that's what he did for you, you should know he wasn't mekayim elef alofim, 1 millionth of a shear of kibud av ve'eim. If he has to do even more than that to be mekayim his mitzvah. He didn't even do that. Even if he does a million times more, I think there's more. The Shem says, even if he does a million times more, it's only chatzi of kibud av ve'eim. It's a half. It means he has to do two million times more kavod to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim. So Dr. Ram like this, makes the cheshbon. Reb Tarfin was a gevaldik katam chacham. So l'chaya, on him passes klay chacham. You have to stand up for Reb Tarfin. So l'chaya, the mother should also have to stand up. The mother should be mechuyev to stand up as well. Now, here comes the Rani. He makes a cheshbon. He says, the fact that he's not his mother's Rebbe doesn't make a difference. The fact that he's not the mother's Rebbe, because he says, a rabbi she'enei muvok, he says the din rabbi, the din chiv kavod to a rabbi is just like the din chiv kavod to stam atamot chacham. Memeli says that lechayra, the same shaila that the Gemara has by Amida, Reb Tarfin and his mother should have, is Reb Tarfin muchiv to go down on his hands and knees and make sure his mother steps on his hands rather than the floor. Why not? And you see that Reb Tarfin did it. So you see that Reb Tarfin held that even though there's a chacham versus a mother, the chacham is mechuyev to be mechaber his mother. He went down. And on the inverse case of the Ran, that how in the world was his mother stepping on Reb Tarfon's feet, on Reb Tarfon's hands? How in the world did the mother accept Reb Tarfon's covet? If it would be true that a father or a mother is mechuyev to stand up for his son who's a Talmid Chacham and be mechabed his son, then Reb Tarfon's mother had no right to accept this covet. She had no right to step on Reb Tarfon's feet. And Lamai, you see from here, and we're passing from Reb Tarfon's mother, or the Chachamim who didn't correct Reb Tarfon's mother, is that you see from here that the mother, a parent, is not mechuyev to mechabed his child who's a Talmid Chacham, and the child who's a Talmid Chacham is mechuyev to mechabed his parent. Reb Tarfon, that he's bent down b'seder, so that you see that the kid is mechuyev to step, the Chacham is mechuyev to step on his mother, but how do you know the other way around that the parent is not mechuyev to mechabed the child? That you see from the mother. Well, he let. He has to let because it's his din that he has to do it. But she's now let accept it. He would have to go down kilu and she wouldn't step down. All right, that's the Ran sheet. It's the memeli you see of a car to the Rambam. A Yishami. Hagam the Bavli boy delivers it. He passed him like the Yishami. Interesting. The Achronim jump on this very Monday, but Beizez has his kashes on the Ran. But kids, that's the Shita Zaran, had it ends up the Rambam. Another eight at the ends up the Rambam, some Achronim say, is that even though both Gemaras are by the Livshita, both fakers, but the Gemara tried to bring a Raya on both Shilas. The Gemara was Doicha the Raya. On the first Shila, where the son has to stand up for the mother, for the father, the Gemara tried to bring a Raya that the son is Mechuyev to stand up for her father. The Gemara was Doicha. And on the Shila, the Gemara with the father is Mechuyev to stand up for the son, the Gemara tried to bring a Raya that the father is not Mechuyev to stand up. The Gemara was Doicha. So even the Gemara blind by the Levshita, the Rambam ben Hananah passed like the Rayas. Like the tzad of the Gemara, you see, they tried to bring the raya. Kilo that shows that the Gemara was really noita that way. So Mamela, the son's mechuyev to stand up for her father, and the father's not mechuyev to stand up for her son. That's the second mahalach. And the third mahalach of the Achrayim is that when in doubt, when you have a suffix, you go basa chazak to meikara. So like this, when the kid was born, right away he's mechuyev to stand up for his father. Now he became a Talmid Chacham 25 years later. He became the greatest Talmid Chacham. Now he has a suffix. He's mechuyev to stand up for his father anymore. You don't know. So chazak l'meikar, till now you stood up for your father. Continue to stand up for your father. But negate the father standing up for his son. When the kid was 3 years old, father didn't stand up for the kid. Now he's 25. He's a big Talmid Chacham. But you know, Tatala, the first 25 years I didn't stand up for you. We're going to go baza chazak to meikar. I'm going to continue not to stand up for you. Meila, that's all the Rambam knew, that the son stands up for a father and the father doesn't stand up for a son. Many Achronim say this teretz. All right, fine. So those are the three mark in the Ram. The bottom line is, Rambam is a chiddush that he could push it a Gemara Shaila. Fine. As I good. Those are the three sheetas. Now let's just try to take apart what is really the Gemara Shaila. And this is a major mavuka. The Gemara says, Benoi v'hu Rabbi, the son who is his Rebbe, ma'olamad m'pnei aviv. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda was supposed to stand up for his father, Rabbi Cheskel. So Gemara sees, even though Rabbi Yehuda was a Gemara Talmid Chacham, even though Rabbi Yehuda was his Rebbe's, was his father's Rebbe, because the Gemara says that he told his father, don't learn like tisnihachi, you should learn like that. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda taught his father. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda stands up for his father. So you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda is supposed to stand up for his father. Gemara is dekha, no, Rabbi Cheskel was different. His parents stand up for Rabbi Cheskel because he's a Baal Maisan Havam. He's a great tzaddik. But the Gemara tried to bring a raya to the Shiloh from Rabbi Yehuda. And the Achrenim Mucha, the Achrenim say, the Makna, the Mudiraz, and many Achrenim say, is that clearly Rabbi Yehuda wasn't his father's Rabbi Muvok. It was only Rabbi Sheino Muvok. His father was a Talmid Chacham before Yehuda was born. You know, his father preceded Rabbi Yehuda 25, 30, 40 years. So, and then Rabbi Yehuda outdiked his father. Now he's teaching his father stuff, but he wasn't his Rabbi Muvok. And nevertheless, the Gemara tried to be pushed to Shaila from Rabbi Yehuda. Is the charaya that the Gemara Shaila was with a Rabbi She'eni Muvok? The one wanted to know what happens if your son is your Rebbe, not your main Rebbe. Your main Rebbe is the class of Shlomo Ayman, but you have your son is also teaching you stuff. So hey, look, he's your Rabbi She'eni Muvok. That's where the Gemara, the Shaila, does the son stand up for a father? Does the father stand up for a son? Now, Once we're proving that the whole Gemara is talking about a rabbi she'ino muvuk, so now let's take it to the next step. B'negeta shir amida, standing up for a Talmud Chacham, there is no chilek between standing up for a Talmud Chacham, who's stam a Talmud Chacham, or he's your Rebbe who's not your Rebbe muvuk. There's no chilek. Both have a chiyuv of standing up, talaramas. That's all you do. But there's no chilek between the two. They have the same dinim. They're learned out from the same makar, the same kvod you have to give to a Talmud Chacham. You have to give for your Rebbe she'ino muvuk. A Rabbi muvuk has a different makar. So shem elokach hatira l'rabbi talmidu chachamim. Talmud Chacham says a Rabbi muvuk Talmud Chacham, and he has a din like mamish murder Rabbi k'murder shemayim. Beseder. But a Rabbi she'ino muvuk is a regular din like a regular Talmud Chacham. So l'chayit should come out. Make a chedron, come out that the whole Gemara Shaila, if it's talking about a Rabbi Shein Muvuk, should be the exact same Shaila if he's not even your Rebbe at all. Stamatam Chacham, you have a kid who's mamish, super alamdin, he already outstiked you, you should have to stand up for your kid.
What's
it, outstiked? Because Allah is that if you have a Talmud Chacham and you're also a Talmud Chacham, you don't stand up for each other unless he's a bigger Talmud Chacham. So once he outstiked you, at that point, you have to start standing up for him. We do shayla. Maybe he stops. He doesn't have to stand up for you anymore. At that point, he now comes, kicks in the shayla. The Gemara didn't need to say benoivu rabbi. The Gemara should just say benoivu talmud chacham. Didn't need benoivu rabbi because we're talking about a rabbi she'ino muvuk. It should be the same exact shayla. And Batsem, it's the Ram what we just said. The Ram, when he tries to prove the Rambam Shita, brings it from the Yerushalmi Rab Tavron with his mother. Rab Tavron wasn't his mother's rabbi muvuk. Didn't have a rabbi. Nevertheless, the Ram brings the Rai from the Yerushalmi. Why? Because Rav Tavon was a Talmud Chacham. And the Ram even spells out there is no chiluk between a rabbi, which l'chay means rabbi she'ino muvuk, and a regular din Talmud Chacham. So he learned the whole Gemara Shaila by Talmud Chacham as well, even if he's not your Rebbe at all. And as I pask in the Yofel Aleiv and the Sfasem is that the Gemara Shaila is by a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not Rebbe, or by a Rebbe, but he's not your Rabbi muvuk. That's the Gemara Shaila. And on that, you have a Sveika did. And now both have to stand up for each other. So if your son is a Talmud Chacham bigger than you, you're going to have to stand up for your son. Good. The Beis Yosef doesn't like this run. If you notice, the Beis Yosef does not bring down the Shita Zarambam. He goes with the Rosh. That's a Sveika Dedina. You have to be Machmed. The father stands up for the son stands up for the father. Not so common that the Beis Yosef doesn't go with the Rambam. Why didn't he go with the Rambam? Well, the Beis Yosef has kashas on the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this to be pushed to Gemara Shaila? And he brings the Ran down, and he doesn't like the Ran. So what do you bring a Raya from Reb Tarfon, from the Yerushalmi? Maybe the Gemara Hoshaila was by a Rebbe. A Talmud Chacham we know. A Talmud Chacham stands up for a father, and the father doesn't stand up for a son. That we know. But the whole Gemara Shaila was by a Rebbe. That was a Gemara Shaila, where your son is your Rebbe. And of that, you don't have any right from the Yerushalmi. So, blives at the end, in Nebayi Deloiv Shetah, should remain in Nebayi Deloiv Shetah. By a rabbi she'ena muvuk. A rabbi she'ena muvuk. That's how the Beis Yosef says. Talking about a rabbi she'ena muvuk. Oh, we're going to get to it. Yeah, L'chayah is going to have to say. Now, the Makna and the Radal, Chedush Radal on the Gemara, and the Chazanish, and Yeridei Kuf Mem Tetzav Kanei, also learn like that the whole Gemara Shaila was by a rabbi she'ena muvuk. But Stam Talmud Chacham, Avada Talmud Chacham stands up for his father, and his father doesn't stand up for his son. So he's now splitting, cutting the Gemara, right? Not like the Ran's Gemara. And they're coming from it's Medik, the Lashna Gemara like that, right? Gemara kled the Shaila by Rabbi. B'noivu Rabbi. Don't say B'noivu Talmud Chacham, B'noivu Rabbi. What did he need that for? The Chubis Chaim Shah in Chelek Beis and the Simen Mem Gimel Taka is on the Ran. If you're learning the Gemara by Stam Talmud Chacham, so why did the Gemara say B'noivu Rabbi for us? Stam say B'noivu Chacham. Why do I have to say B'noivu Rabbi? Fine. The Maisa, it's not really such a Givaldic Arai from the Gemara, because like we said before, if you're a Talmud Chacham as well, and you're Shavu B'Shavu, you don't stand up for your kid. And Avadi's kid's going to have to stand up for you, because you have one up on your kid. You're a father, and he's not. That's the whole Shaila is only if your son is a bigger Talmud Chacham. So maybe the Gemara packaged that, B'naivu Rabbi. He's your son, but he's your rabbi. It means he's bigger than you in Torah. That's okay what the Gemara could mean to say, like the Ran. It doesn't have to be mamashi rabbi, because anyway you're not talking about rabbi muvah. We're just talking about your son, who's a little better. Memela, that's why the Gemara really can be talking about both. All right. So it's not really such a raya. The Beis Yosef himself, however, if that's the reason why he didn't go like the Rambam, because he was made by mixes to the Ran, he's made by Stam Tamal Chacham, son stands up for the father, and the father doesn't stand up for his son. And he only argues when his son is also already, so then, you could say that the Machab is Dafka. It means even if the Gemara, like the Ran, is Lav Dafka, Gemara means even Tamal Chacham, but Lahalacha, the Beis Yosef brought down the Rush because he understood the whole Gemara Shal is by a Rebbe. So if your son would be Stamat Tamal Chacham, not your Rebbe, then the Beis Yosef would be made to the Ran's Halacha, so to speak, the Ramam's Halacha, that the son stands up and the father doesn't. That's why the Beis Yosef, when he brings it down, Machaba, Chayv Lamam Ne'aviv, the Ma'av Tamud Benoi, if he's a Tamud Benoi, Kolek Memoi Memneshani. But if he's not a Tamud, he's just the Beis Yosef would be made that the son stands up for a father and the father won't stand up for a son. So the halacha, the chaya, that's more way to go, because mitzadeket, you have the Ran's Pshitus and the Rambam entirely that the son stands up. And if you don't go like that, the Beis Yosef seems to say the reason why you're not going like that is because of the chilik between a Tamal Chacham and your Rebbe. So at least by Tamal Chacham he's made it to the Ran. So the whole Mechaba's Sveika Dedina is only when your son is also your Rebbe. Now the problem is, to say that he's your Rebbe and it's a Rabbi Sheino Muvok, where do we see a chilek between a Rabbi Sheino Muvok and Stam Tamal Chacham? That was a kasha, that was a yisoid that the Ran laid down. So you do have a nafkamina. The nafkamina is like this. What happens if you have somebody who's a Chacham? He's not a bigger Chacham than you. You're a bigger Chacham than him. Let's say, even bigger than him. Just he taught you a thing or two. He's your Rebbe in certain things. Let's say he's a Gevaldik in Yerushalmi. So you're good in Bavli, so you know Mami Shas Bal Peh. And this person doesn't know Shas, but he just started with Yerushalmi. So now when you want to learn Yerushalmi, you ask him to teach you. So he's teaching Yerushalmi. So Lamaisa, in that, he's your Rebbe. So you have somebody who's your Rebbe, but lower than you. Well, let's say, if we could say, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the Zayn Gesundin Shtag, and Lehavdo Ben Chaim Lechaim Yisrael El Yevain Tram. They were Chavrusis, right? I can't measure Gedolim, but the Welt believes that Reb Chaim was a bigger Baki than, he's a bigger Baki than Yisrael El was, right? Reb Chaim knows Pavli, Shalmi, Chvei, Sefro, Sefri, Medrash, Kavaldik, right? But the Welt also says that Yisrael El was in Kabbalah, Leilu Leila, and they had a Seif in Kabbalah together. So, I would assume that Rabbi Yisrael Elyeh was Reb Chaim's Rebbe in Kabbalah, right? So does Reb Chaim have to stand up for Rabbi Yisrael Elyeh, even though Reb Chaim might be a bigger Tamal Chacham? What's the halacha? The halacha is that if we stam a Tamal Chacham, you're big, or even shava b'shava, you don't stand up. But the halacha we paskin, and later on, Reish Mem Beis Sif Lamed, and that's how the going over there, the Ritvon Kedushin Lamed Beis Mem Beis says, that if he's your Rebbe, even if he's your Rabbi, Sheinu Muvak, but if he's your Rebbe, then you have to stand up for him. Even if he's a lower Tamal Chacham than you, and he's not your Rabbi Muvak, but first he's your Rebbe, then you have to stand up. So you see a case where a Rabbi Sheinu Muvak is better, is more chomer in the benegeto amida than stamat Tamal Chacham. So maybe the Beis Yosef understood the Gemara, the Makna understood the Gemara, that the whole Shai of the Gemara is only this middle gather of a Rabbi Shein Muvok, but by a Tamal Chacham stam, avad that the son has to stand up for his father. Man, the whole Shai was only if your son is also your Rebbe, even though he's a Rebbe Shein Muvok, and even a Rabbi Shein Muvok has the same makar as stamat Tamal Chacham, but somehow the Gemara knew that a Rabbi Shein Muvok is better, and the whole Shai is only by that. The Maiz, it's not such a riot from that case, because over there, what's the lumdis? The chayr the lumdis is, why are you standing up for your Rebbe Shein Muvok if he's not a bigger Tamal Chacham as you? Pashit l'chayra is because b'negeya to this, that he's teaching you, he's bigger. But in this bechina, in this area, he's bigger than you. So klapi, since he's your Rebbe, you have to reckon with that area. So since he's bigger than me in this area, Kabbalah, so yes, Reb Chaim would have to stand up for Bisrael Elyeh in that area. Because he's in that bechina, he's bigger. But we never found anywhere, I don't know of any case, that if you have somebody who is a Tamal Chacham who's bigger than you, and you have somebody who's your Rabbi, Sheinu Muvok, that for some reason you have to be more machmir in Amidu or Kovid for your Rabbi, Sheinu Muvok, than for Stam Tamal Chacham. And if the Gemara held for Pshitis, that for Stam Tamal Chacham, he's supposed to be standing up for his father, so why in the world, if he's also his father's Rabbi, Sheinu Muvok, is he not standing up for his father? What would be the child of the Gemara? Means, in other words, it makes more sense, L'chayr, the Ran's Mahalach in the Sugya, that the whole Gemara Shal is by Stam Tamal Chacham as well. L'chayr. All right. The problem with this whole Gemara is, Rabbi Yitzhak, I have a kash in the Gemara, which I don't have an etzah to. It bothered me. I found Baruch Hashem, the Vavi Amud, Mr. Kasha. Sorry, Bamudi Arozim, on Yereim, non Vav, so come Vav, Mr. Kasha. I don't have a good etzah for this. Is that just make a cheshen. What was the Gemara's Shaila? Let's say it's your Stam Tamachachim, or your son is even your Rabbi Sheinu Muvah. How much do you stand up for Rabbi Sheinu Muvah? Dalar Amis. Even though he's your Rebbe, Dalar Amis. And how much do you stand up for your father? He said last week, many Paiskim, Kumul, that's where he passed, Kumuloy Einov. Clearly, the kavod you're supposed to give to your father is more than the kavod you're supposed to give to a Rebbe. Sheina Muva. And the Gemara is not talking about Rabbi Muva. That's, we already established, Gemara brings it right from Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel. It's not, see, if the Gemara we're talking about Rabbi Muva, okay, Rabbi Muva is Mulainov, and the father is Mulainov, then I can hear it's equal out, which is bigger, which is better, fine. But we're talking about a Rabbi Sheina Muva. Like the Rabbi, we're talking about even Stamach Tamachach, not even your Rabbi at all. Clearly, that din is only Dalaramas. And for your father, it's Mulainov. So isn't it obvious that the Chiv covet to your father is greater than the Chiv covet to your Rebbe? Sheina Muvuk? Or Stam Tamachachim? So what's the Gemara Shaila? It should be Pasha that his son has to stand up for his father, and his father doesn't stand up for his son. What's going on? I don't have an answer for this. I'm just leaving you with the Shaila. All right. Then you also could clarify, if we already established that the Gemara is talking about a Rabbi Sheina Muvuk, or maybe Stam Tamachachim, what would be if your son is talking your Rabbi Muvuk? Then what would be? That's the Gemara never clears. Maybe by Rabbi Muvuk it's poshut that the father's mechuyev to stand up for his son, and the son zichud doesn't stand up for his father, because the whole Gemara Shaila seems to be by Rabbi Sheina Muvuk. But Rabbi Muvuk, which is even a greater din kavod, maybe that's poshut that the son will win. All right, food for thought. We're going to have maybe revisit this later on tonight. Okay, let's go on. Let's move on to the Ramah. There's a shred Ramah here. We have to understand this Ramah. If his son would like to be meichel in his kavod, l'shamish aviv, to serve his father, bring him food, to machnisai, mabishai, whatever it is, harishus b'yadai, he has the right to be meichel on his kavod. Why? The harav shemachal kvoidai kvoidai machal. You have a right to be meichel because kvoid is machal. V'dafka b'tzina, and only if you do this quite privately, even if you're doing this publicly, v'dosh b'iroi, it's common in the city, it's very dosh b'iroi, it's there so often, shakol yoidim, that everyone in the city already knows that this person that you're being mishamish, shehu aviv. So everyone knows, you're not belittling your Torah, you're being meichel on your Torah. Why? To be makabed your parent. Ben his father only comes every once in a while, and the people in the city don't know that he's your father. People are going to be choishish for b'zayin ha-Torah. Here, they're going to see Reb Tarfon crawling on the floor, his mother stepping on his hands, and they're going to say, what a b'zayin ha-Torah this is. What in the world is this lady doing to him? Right? Not knowing that this is his mother. So it's going to be a b'zayin ha-Torah. Memela, what should you do b'chai gavna? V'yesh lam l'ach egzem ezer, they should stay distant from one another. Shulayek al shum echad b'chvoidu l'fnei chaveri, in order that neither of them should be mavaz his own covered in front of the other person. V'chein osam aram merattenberg imavim. And that's what Miram did with his father. They stayed away from each other. This way, neither should be mavaz in his covered. All right, that's the Ramah. So let's talk to Ramah again to get a handle on this. If my ben writes in limka kvoidu l'shamish hazavav, he has a right to do. Rishus b'yaday. Rabbi said, why in the world do we need a mechila for? The mechaber already paskin the hayoyis et asveka dedina you mechiv to stand. Ramah says, if you want to be meichel to serve your father, you could. And if you don't want to be meichel, then what? Then you don't have to? Then you don't? Then you don't have to serve your father? He already said, it's asveka deraifik. Why is the shayla? Mao and the Gemara has a levoy deliver. Don't we paskin the Rosh paskin the Mechaber paskins? They mechuyev to stand up. So mechuyev to serve your father.
Oh,
so the father shouldn't have to stand up. Very good. So if the Rama would have said that, I have no problem. The Rama said, "If my ben writes lim kal kvoide kadei sha'aviv lo yamid loy, no problem." But as the Rama says, I need the mechila in order to be meshamish my father. What's going on? The Mechaber just passed and Sveikah the Reis Alokoma. So you have Sveikah the Reis Alokoma. What's going on here? Bishloima, the Beis Yosef, when he said this, Beis Yosef did it to be Deicha the Ran's Rai from the Yerushalmi with Reb Tarfon. And he said, don't bring a Rai from Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon, the reason why he did it is because he's Meichel on his covet. That's why Reb Tarfon did it. So I understand there it's very good. You have to be mechuyev. I mean, it's on the tzad that Ratam is not mechuyev to get up to do this covet. He did it anyway because he's mechuyev. But we paskin that it's a bayit d'leishita. We're beyond that. We're already now a safek hashogah. We don't know the answer. We paskin shake the right zulchumra. If we paskin shake the right zulchumra like the Mechaber just did, I don't need his mechila. He's mechuyev to do it. I'll shake the right zulchumra. What is going on? It's a pella. The Dakimoshe brings it for the Maram Raram because the Dakimoshe is the Kashin Maram. Why are you staying away from your father? Be Meichel on your covenant and go serve your father. That was his kasha. So I understand there too. Pshat is, the Maram held it was a Safa Kashakal, and the Vice says he didn't, it seems he didn't go with the rush at Sveka Drei Zulchumra. So Zozain, it's a Safa Kashakal, and you want to stay away to stay out of Shailas, but the kasha was, be Meichel on your covenant and go serve your father like you're supposed to. Good. That I understand. But we have to we paskin. The Mechaber just paskin. What in the world is Ramah saying? Oh, if he wants, he can be Meichel. Who cares about his Mechila? Don't be Meichel. You still have to do it. Shaykh Dereis Al-Khumra. Appell on the Ramah. What is going on here? Okay, fine. We're going to get to it. About. So I have three possible pshatim here in the Ramah. I'm going to share with the Eilam. We'll go through one by one. They're not that great, but we'll try. First pshat is that let's first ask Stamazai on the Rosh. How is the Rosh and the Mechaber passing the Sveika Deraisa L'chumra that you have to stand up for your father because Sveika Deraisa Kibit Av L'chumra, but on the Tzad that you're not Mechuyev to stand up, it's Bezayin HaTorah. You're Talmud Chacham, you're his Rebbe. Why are you standing up for? It's Bezayin HaTorah. So it should be Sveika Deraisa of Kavir HaTorah L'chumra, and then you should stand up. And then when you're faced with Stir Dikka Sveika Deraisa L'chumra, Sheva Atasa Adif, don't stand up at all. I don't know what to do, sit down. Don't do it. Maybe that was what was going through the Maram's Cheshvin. On the Mutzad Achad, I should stand up. Tzad, I don't. So better just stay out of Shail and stay away. But what's going on? How did the Rosh and the Mechaber pass the Sveika Deraisa L'chumra that you're Mechuyev to do it? It's Kavir HaTorah Deraisa, yeah. Kavir HaTorah Deraisa. Yeah, there is God, the Shita Zireim holds that Kavod Talmud Chacham is only the Rabbanan. And Mamela, it's Mukhak that he learned the Gemara that we're not talking about Stam Talmud Chacham. He has to talk about your Rebbe as well. You could say that, but whatever the case that the Gemara is talking about, that is a Deraisa. So it's quite Savak Deraisa L'Chumah. So don't, you don't know what to do, so stay away. Why are you standing up for us? Bezayin HaTorah. So I would sign it like this, is that, hey, Yois, the son has the ability to be meichel on his kavod haTorah, because, right, that the Ramah just said, if Arav shemachal akvoy de kvoy de machom, and he's faced with the suffix derais l'chum that he has to stand up for his father. So in, when he's in that position, what should he do? He can't just say, I'll stay away. What do you mean? If you're right now in front of your father, you can't say, Shev al tasa adav, sit down. You can't do that. Because Adarav, be meichel on your kavod and stand up. Savik derais l'chumra for your kibbut avsh is mechayiv you to be meichel on your kavod haTorah, to be able to stand up. You can't be meichel on your father. That you don't. If you can be meichel your father, but you don't have that option. So the only option you have is to be meichel on your Torah. So be meichel on your Torah. Today to be mekayim your savik mitzvah deraisa of kibbut av.
Why you grow so? Why is it intended you want?
Oh, so I would have to be matrik the lotion of the Ramah to say the Ramah is sort of bothering. Vavonik, they said. The Mechaber just paskin Sofek derais l'chumra. The Ramah is sort of inserting the Mechaber because in my ben roitz l'mkakvoidai harishus biyandai. So Memela, that's why Sofek derais l'chumra. And therefore you should, right? Maybe that's what, I know it's a shtickle hamas and the Lashon Ramah, but what's a bigger problem is the haflung, subiskup, gimel amin aleph, brings this Ramah and learns it kipshutai. That if the son doesn't want to be Meichel, don't. You don't have to be Meichel, don't get up, no problem, you're good to go. Don't be Misham Yevad, you're good to go. Because if you want to be, the Ramah says, my ben roitz l'mechal, but if he doesn't want to be Meichel, then he's not Misham Yevad. So he learned the Ramah Kepshuta. So we're back to the drawing. No, he's bringing the Ramah. Oh, if the Ramah would be arguing with the Mechaber, usually the Ramah says, starts off, Yesh Chokin, Yesh Oimrim, Menir Ali, something, not just continue as if you're one with the Mechaber and you're being seis of the Mechaber. A bit problematic. Okay, so another Eitzah would be like this, is Abish's Eitzah, I think Abish said this Eitzah, is that there's a chilik between standing up and being Mishamish. Standing up, even if you're not Mechuyev to stand up, you stand up for someone that's not Bezayin HaTorah. have a right to stand up. I'm standing up again. That's not bezayin atayra. Bezayin atayra is that you mishamish your father. You serve him like an avid. You serve him machilu, mashkeu, malbishay, machnisay, maitziyay, all that kapitafim, mamishay. He went down on the floor. That's bezayin atayra. If it's Shiloh Kibirav versus Kavod HaTorah, and Shiloh just to stand up, so it doesn't, no Bezayin HaTorah involved, so you're only facing the Shiloh, what to do mitzad, Kavod Av, so Sfeikah D'Oraisa will come, you stand up. But when you're dealing with Shimush, when you have to be Meshamish your parent, and that's Bezayin to be Meshamish your parent, so now you face, one, Sfeikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra to stand up, very, or to be Meshamish, because the father, but Sfeikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra, of Kavod HaTorah not to do it. And now you have a stereotype of Sfeikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Shabbat sit down and don't do it. Don't give him the coffee. Don't serve him. For that, the Rambam says, but you should know, if you want, you could. Be meichel on your Torah and you're good to go. If you don't want to be meichel on your Torah, and the Kanami said, then don't do it. It's a Sfeika D'Oraisa. It's a Sfeika D'Oraisa.
But on the Tzadik, you're supposed to
do it. Right, and on the Tzadik, you're not supposed to. Because let's say Kavod HaTorah is all this. Then if you do it, you mevazeh the Torah. So then, lechayer, that's what should come out. Mela, that would be the chiluk between machab and nirmar. Machab is only talking about kima, and nirmar is very talking about shimush. And that could be the next zakat. Mela, the Maram Ramberg stayed away from his father because he knew that he's doing more than kima. He's going to be mishamish's father as well. And that we have a suffix, the rice of kvay toira is might be odif. So therefore, shabbat tatz of this and get out of the shaila. Just stay away, and we're good to go. And stay away. Maybe that would be the answer. Bechila helps on this, yeah. Bechila helps on, yeah. We're right, the Beis Yosef said that. Maybe Chatan Rav Tarfon, why he got down in the floor, because he was Michael. So if I say so, and that's bigger design than just giving you a cup of coffee, right? So that's good to go. All right. A third Mahalach I have in the Ramah is like this. It's a good Kashmendik, but I've arrived in Shuvas Radvaz, and Kluchay, I think this might be the best Mahalach in the Ramah. There's a Cheshbin here, Rabbi saying. Let's go back, think for a second. It's Yitochen that if the Torah is Mechayev, Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra, then that's not Bezayin HaTorah. If I have a Sofik, if I'm Mechayev to stand up for my father or not, Hayois, the Torah told me what to do when I have a Sofik. It's D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Maybe Midoraisa, maybe Midorabana. But that's what the Torah said. The Halacha dictates that when you have a Sofik D'Oraisa, you gotta get up. You gotta be Machmir. So if I have a Sofik, I have to stand up for my father, then I'm gonna have to get up for my father, and I don't have a problem with that Kfoy Torah. Because if I can't, the Torah goofy says, I gotta stand up to be Mekayim, my Sveka D'Oraisa L'Chumra. So Mamela, there won't be a problem of Mechaba why I'm getting up. Because on Hayoi Sofik D'Oraisa L'Chumra is Mechayim me to be Mekabit my father. So Mamela, then there's no more Bezayin if I stand up for my father. That's good for what the Torah wants me to do, and that's not Bezayin HaTorah. If I do a Sheikh Lulav, is that Bezayin HaTorah? Forget, that's Kavod HaTorah. That's what the Torah wants you to do. So if you stand up for your father, since the Torah wants you to stand up, because Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra, there's no problem. And we may have Huadin for Shemesh as well, and Huadin for Reb Tarfon as well. If there would be a Sofik, he would have to get down and be Meshamish, because that's not Bezayin HaTorah. The Torah says you're supposed to do that. Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra. What's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is like this. That answers why Reb Tarfon will go down on his hands and knees to mechaber his parent. Good. Well, his mother. But I want to know mitzad the mother. What gives the mother rishus to step on his hands? On the tzad that she's mechuyev to be mechaber her son, because her son is a talmid chacham, kfay Torah, she has no right to step on his hands. She has no right to accept the shemesh. The son is mechuyev to bring the father the food, and the father says, son, I love you dearly, you're a talmid chacham, I can't take the food from you. I have no right to take it from you. So like this, Bishloy Mekima, where the father's not taking the kima, the son is just getting up. Beseder, what should the father do? The son got up. Well, that's his din. I'm not taking, I'm not doing anything. I'm not being mevazeh him by staying in the room because he's getting up. So what should I do? So very good. He has his din to stand up. But when you're talking about shemush, how in the world is the father accepting the shemush from the kid if the father has a suffix derais of kvaytari, he has no right to accept the stuff from the kid? So memela mitzad shemush, the father has no right to do it. And now, Rabbi, said, take it to the next step. Once the father has no right to do it, this is Chesed the Ran made. Some like Cheshbon. The Ran made this Cheshbon. The Ran said that you have a right from Reb Tarfon's mother that she stepped on her son's hands is the karai that the parent is not mechuyev to be mechaber his son. Because Allah, how did she step? So on the tzad is a suffix, the father's now let her do it. The parents now let her do it. Now, if I know that if I'm going to bring my father food, he's not going to eat it, there's no point in me bringing him food. But Tarfon knows his mother's not stepping on his hand. He goes down his hand, goes like this. And the mother says, sorry, sir. Sorry, son. You're a tamucha. I can't do it. So, yeah, maybe you displayed that you wanted to do covet. It's like the mother says, either, but you showed that you tried to do it. But the mother said, the father's not going to do it. So then there's no point, and you don't have the din covet to begin with. So Mamela, in order to do shimush for your father, you can only do it if you're meichel. So that's what the Rama says. And my ben Reitzlumcha kvaidin l'shamish other versions beyond it. If you're not willing to be meichel and it's covet at Torah, then if he wants to do shimush, his father can't take it. And if his father can't take it, then you don't have the chiv to do it in the first place. So the only way to do shimush is if you're trying to be meichel on your covet. Bishlam in the Mechaber talking about just Amida, the father's not taking anything from the kid. So then you have a mechiv, asotik derais l'chama.
But me.
Oh, to be meichel. That was what my first shot. So you like that shot better? Okay, fine. But that flood didn't go with that shot, right? The flood said he doesn't have. Fine. All right. So then, once you're meichel, then you're mechiv. Once the son is meichel, then he's mechiv midaraisa. Then it's not even a suffix. And now, if he was meichel on his Torah, now he's like a stam son. So now he's mechiv midaraisa to get up, to serve, to do everything. Oh, the Dosh Bira, what the problem was is that it's like Marzayim, it's a friend. The friends are going to see you going on foot. What, to get up? So maybe that's not a B'zayin HaTorah, so you don't have a problem. Maybe you don't have a problem in that case. Right? All right. Right, that's why he said that Ben Reitzimko, because if he doesn't want to be Michael, then he can't be Mishamish his father. Why? He doesn't have a chiv. Why? Because his father can't take it from him, Mimele he won't have a chiv. So if I'm a Ben Reitzimko, Mishamish his father, just Bayode. If he wants to be Michael, then he's Mishamish his father. You need the chilek, not because one's a Bazoin, one's not a Bazoin. You might need it for later on, not stachirim. But for this chilek alone, you don't need that. The word is that fekima when my father's not taking it from me, it's just my din is fekah deraisa l'chumra. Shimish, when my father takes it from me, what gives him the right to take it from me? He has to be mechabed me. That he needs to come on to my mechila. So I need my mechila to be mechabed. Right. Not because I was the bazoin shule. I was asking, what about Achaim looking? So if you're learning that Achaim looking is going on Kima as well, wow, then you have to say it's bazoin. You can say the Achaim, you can say the Maris Ayin, that the bazoin in front of Achaim, in his Baza Ben, is now that house, the Shimon Shabbat, maybe.
The reason why the father can't take the because
he's Mukhuyim, to be Mechabed his son. So he can't take it from his son. Right. He's Mukhuyim to be Mechabed his son, so he has no right to take it. So that's how the Ramah teaches the Ramah. We're going to get to it. Let's just finish up the Ramah and we'll take apart how the Ramah understood the Maram, and we'll go through other Paiskim how they understood the Maram. The Ramah says, let's just continue. The Ramah says, therefore, v'yeshlem lahak examizeh, if he's not Dosh Bira and you don't know that he's your father and it's going to be Bezayin HaTorah, v'yeshlem lahak examizeh, shalo yekal shem echad b'chvoidit lefnei chaveroi. Funny lesson in the Ramah really said, Shaloyekal HaBen Dosh Bira, Dosh Beirabim, they constantly tread on it. It's a constant, it's done a lot, so they know that he's your father. But if they don't know that he's your father, so then you're going to have Bezayin HaTorah, so don't do it. So Chayim Mashiach Yerai, Shaloyekal Baza HaBen Bifnei Avich. The cover at Torah is money. Like, what's going on? You can have a Zayin at Torah. In fact, he said, Shalai Yekal Shem Echad B'Kvayda L'Fnei Gadeim V'Yisayit Ramaz Chayshish for the covet of the father as well. And the back says at Lehedja, that Yekal HaMekash L'Bezayin at Torah Oyle B'Zayin Kvayda Aviv. We're going to be Chayshish for B'Zayin Kvayda Aviv. So you have to say a similar case, that the son is not Dosh B'Iroi, but everyone knows that he's the father's son, just they don't know he's a Talmud Chacham. And if they see that the father is serving the son, there's going to be a bezayin on kavod avir, because they don't realize the father's doing it because of kavod atayir shabayin. So mameli, you have a problem. And that's when you go both ways. V'chein osa maram im aviv. And that's how the maram did with his father. Like I said before, that the rashat shem yem sha'ala l'gdula l'hikbu p'nei aviv v'leirat shashavim yavay alavit. The Taz brings it down.
How was he in the time for the dad?
He wasn't. It was far away. God used to send him tshuvas. And the tshuva that he sent his father in the first krimuna, Naman Aleph, I think there are others as well, that he sends his father tshuvas. He's mechabed him with a good shtekel Torah. He said, "Gets hano, nachas ruach." The Zoya says, right, we had to do it, mechabed your father by doing mitzvahs and Torah. So it's, and look, keep the government wherever the father walks around. He probably wore a badge. I'm Ramberg's father, you know what I mean? So it's a gewaldic. All right. What? And when he came to the city, yeah, good, and economic, good. So now the shaila is like this: the lashon is miyayim sha'ala l'gdula. When he became famous, when he became big, ala l'gdula. Now, what happened before he was ala l'gdula? He wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He was a Rizik Talmud Chacham before he became a. You can't go from 0 to 60 in a day, right? So he became a mini Talmud Chacham, then a massive Talmud Chacham, then it was ala l'gdula, right? It was a process going on, right? So right, he never just. You know, ate a pill and became the God of Adar, right? Miyam Shaila Gdula, what's going on? Why, till he's Ayla Gdula, what happened then? Until he was Ayla Gdula, then he was Mishamish's father. Why won't he have the same problem? So, the Dakimosh is Medakdek, he says, it doesn't say Miyam that he became his father's Rebbe. It says Miyam Shaila Gdula. So, it's Medakdek in the Lashon that you see that the problem here is that he was his father, not he wasn't his father's Rebbe at all. It was just because he was a Talmud Chacham. And it's mavur, like we said before in the Ran, that the whole Gemara Shaila is even by Stam Talmud Chacham. Nothing to do with the Rebbe. And the Maram was choshish b'chayi gavna to stay away from his father. And why did he need Binyam Shaila l'gdula? Why didn't he say the second he became a Talmud Chacham for? It's because Kiyadua, Maram's father was Rabbeinu Baruch, Rav Baruch, Shaila, what title to give him, but he was also a Talmud Chacham. The Mordechai Nasechus Omnim quotes a svara from Rabbeinu Baruch, Aviv Shom Maram. In the tshuva to first krimoino of the Maram Ramberg in Simul Amud Aleph, he sends a tshuva to his father, and it says that his father served as a dayan on the din Torah. But he says this, his father was not a katotani; he was also a tamakam. He wasn't the Maram, but he was also a tamakam. So as long as he was a tamakam, his father was a tamakam, there was shava b'shava, no problem. His father has one up on him. His father's the father, and he's the kid, so he's going to stand up for his father. Father won't stand up for him. In the tata, and now he's famous. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Now we have a problem on our hands. What to do now? Now he stayed away. That's the Chayyab Pshat in the Maram. The Zichron Yosef, however, in page Tadi Testament Beis in the Sefer, he has a different Pshat in the Dakimaisha. He argues with Dakimaisha. Dakimaisha, this isn't din is Alz Chacham, not Alz Rabbi. And he says, not true. This din is Alz Rabbi. I, why say Miyam Shalom Lugdu, and then say Miyam that became his father's Rebbe? He says like this, the halach is, later on, but it's in Reish Mem Dalet, Sefiot, the halach is that if you have someone who is a Muflik Betayra, and the Shach points out, Muflik B'chokma Yosin Mishach Chokma Yadar, he's the Gadol Batayra, even if he's not your Rebbe, he has a din like your Rabbi Muvak. And when it said, Miyam Shalom L'Gdula, it doesn't mean when he started to become famous. It means when he became the Gadol Hadar. When he became the Gadol Hadar, then he automatically had the din of Rabbi Muvak on his father, even though he's not his father's Rebbe. And that's what the Maram was cheshish for. When he became the Gadol Hadar, now he has a din Rabbi Muvak, now he's worried about the Shiloh of the Gemara. And now what comes out is then that you see that he held. Yeah, one second. You know, like this, you know, to be an Anav is one thing, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, but he knew that he was Anav Nikol Anav, right? Right? But the Gemara named the Saita, the Ika Ano. Don't say that the Am Ichmin do, right? What happened? That is, you know, it's one. They have from Rechaskel Abramsky, you know, they're walking in the with a gvir, and they're walking into a car, and he puts his cane and he grabs the guy's arm. He says, "Kavod HaTorah," and he walks in first. You have to know the score. You can't be stupid. You have to know the score. So he knew that he was the Gadol Hadar at that point. He knew that he was the Gadol Hadar. Memela. At that point, he was Choshesh away. But the only thing is, what comes out now is Peladik. What comes out is, like the Zichron Yosef, that Maram was Choshesh when he became the Gadol Hadar, when he became a din of Rabbi Muvak. But he says he understood that the Gemara Zibay de Lev Shita goes on Rabbi Muvak as well. Till now, we only knew it was going on Chacham or Rabbi Shaina Muvak. From the Zichron Yosef, he saw that he learned that the Gemara Shaila is by Rabbi Muvak as well. It's interesting. It's something to remember. That it's going on Rabbi Muvak as well. All right. The Dakimosha asked the Maram, what are you doing? What are you staying away from your father for? Why don't you meichel on your covet? Reb Tavin was meichel on his covet. Why wasn't the Maram meichel on his covet and serve his father? What's going on? Sorry? So let's say he wasn't. But he got the Raku, what do we make on his covet? The Raku Meir just seems to have warned that. That's his Keshman. The Chay even got the Raku in Michael. Yeah, but you can't get to Bitsinah without, it means if you're hanging around your father, so there can be times you can be with your father, not Bitsinah. Right, because he was afraid. If he didn't go there, there's going to be times that it's going to be Bafasia. So then what is he going to do? So that at that point, so Frek the Daki Moshe, but that this is the Daki Moshe test. Frek the Daki Moshe, why didn't the Maram being Moichel on his cover to serve his father? And for the Daki Moshe, is that that would help it sooner, but that won't help it for Hesia, yeah? When he's not Dosh Beer, because it'll be Bezayna type. Mamela, that's where the Ramah is coming from. This whole Ramah is going to answer up his cash on the Maram. Why wasn't the Maram Moichel Teretzis? Because yes, you're right, you could be Moichel, but that works for Betina, it doesn't work for Hesia. Yeah? Unless it's Dosh Beer, also Maram and Aviv. This is the Maram's Daki Moshe, the Ramah's Teretz to this Kasha. L'chayu, I have a Kasha, but I don't. The Teretz is L'chayu not 100%, because if the whole problem was he's not Dosh B'Iroi and they're not going to know he's your father, why couldn't the Maram, while he's serving his father, say Tata, Tata, or I'm getting up Mikam Ishchina Da'asil, like Rabbi Yosef said in front of his mother? Why did Maram stay away? Let him go to his father, and when he's serving his father and the other people are around, let him just say Tata. What's the big deal to do that? What's the big deal to say, oh, I'm getting up Mekamishchina Da'asya, so everyone will know that this is his father? Why is that enough of a reason for him to stay away? Alright. And saying, right, so why does he do this? He should say, Tata, you know, Tata is my schus to serve you. Why did he do that? It's a dinner Rabbi Muvak. I don't know, it's a Melech. It's a dinner Rabbi Muvak, and he can still be Michael. A Rabbi Muvak could also be Michael. You're not allowed to do Malach b'fnei Shloisha, if that's what you mean. But I don't know. All right. But, what? No, you don't have to say it like that. You could just say, Tata, I love serving you. Just say, Tati, what do you need? You want a coffee now, Tati? You want it? Well, just say it. Rabbi Yosef said, I'm getting up Mekamed Shechina Da'asya. So what can he say? I'm getting up Mekamed Shechina Da'asya. I'm serving the Shechina.
So the people who are walking outside, they're not
going to
see
you. I mean, those people are far away who see Maram and not hear what he's saying. Mamela, that's the problem. Okay, fine. Father could be Michael. Oh, so we're going to get there. Well, the truth is Radvaz, HaKadosh, is Kuf Samachay. He doesn't like the Maram for a different reason. What do we mean? Sveikah Derayis HaLakumah, what's going on? And don't worry about the Zil Kavod HaTorah, because Sveikah Derayis HaLakumah overrides that, like we said before. So, say, and then he says, Bechal, you know, why was the Dimeichel on his Kavod? He has problems here. What's going on? So he says like this. The truth is Radvaz says that what Maram was worried about is that if he's going to go there, Naniach, he'll get stand up for his father. But his father's also going to stand up for him, because Sveikah Derayis HaLakumah. He didn't want to be Mavaz his father, because on the tzad that his father is not Mechuyev to get up from him, it's Bezayin for his father. It's Bezayin on the Aviv Shabbai, that his father should stand up for someone that he's not Mechuyev to stand up, for his kid that he's not Mechuyev to stand up. It's Bezayin on the father. So Mamela and the Maram didn't go there because he's worried about the bezoin of his father standing up for him. Him standing up for his father is no problem. He'll be Merkel on his covenant and standing up for his father. But a problem. He didn't visit for his father for that reason. That's what the Radvaz says. And then the Radvaz goes on to a drasha and says, I'm only saying this to answer up to Maram, but you should know, do not do this. Do not do this. Avadi should rather serve your father. Yaakov Avinu was punished for leaving his father. Yosef was punished for leaving his father. To leave your father is shrekluck. Avadi should go and serve your father and don't do this. And you're worried about a big deal, so the father will stand up at Sofak Derayis HaLakumah. And that's bizarre. That's fine. He's allowed to stand up. And you could also be Merkel each other. So why don't you just be Merkel each other? And each one will be Merkel each other. So you won't have to worry about standing up for your father, and he won't have to worry about standing up for you and visit your father. Why are you staying away from your father for? I mean, that's Tamakash and Radvaz. What was this also? Maram said, I could be Meichel my covet, I'll stand up for my father. I was worried about my father standing up for me. So be Meichel that too. Be Meichel, your father doesn't stand up for you. What was going on? I don't know. It's like a shver prat. What's going on? Sorry? They made up what? not to visit, but why do they do that? Make up, we'll visit, and we'll be meichel. It's easier to do that, right? The Yom Tishoim has a different pshat. Yom Tishoim in Perek Aleph, Siman Ayin Beis, he says like this, that the Maram was worried about something else. Avada, they will meichel each other, and Avada, he won't stand up for his father won't stand up for him, no problem. But the Gemara says that even when you're meichel, and Tamachakam's Michael, so you don't have to do Kimba, you still have to do Hidr. You still have to pretend, like you're trying, you're moving, you want to stand up. He didn't want to even do that. He didn't want, he's going to go to his father, and his father's going to have to wiggle in his chair to show kavod to his son. And the Maram couldn't lie that his father's showing him kavod to Bezayin and his father. So Memeli didn't go because he didn't even want that. That's what the Maram. Oh, so the problem is, when I want to be Michael, that too. Seems from the Yom Shoshim that you can't even be Michael Hidden. That's what it seems like. Not like we said from the Lawyer's Nossim. Yeah, that's a shtick of a problem. Now, I want to tell you, finish off with two stories, short stories. They say over. I didn't see it in print. I asked a few people lately to find the story in print. I didn't have time for anyone to find it, so let me know. But they say over that the Beis HaLevi was Mishabeah to other people, but Gevaldika covered Av that his son Reb Chaim does for him. What's the cover that his son does? When his father's home, when the Beis HaLevi was home, Reb Chaim used to climb through his window to get into his room. Not go through the front door, because he was afraid he was going to enter the house, the Beis HaLevi is going to get up for him. And in order to spear his father from having to get up for him, so he used to climb through the window like this, the father doesn't see him, and the male of the father didn't have to get up for him. Does Gavaldo cover it out, keep it out that his son has for him? That's what the Beis HaLevi used to be Meshadeh. What's the problem going through the window? A guy vice toys for covered Aviv. You do a lot of things. Yeah. So, huh? When he read, he was a Talmud Chacham. You should know. They say about Agav a different story that the Beis HaLevi, whenever he quotes his father, he quotes his son Reb Chaim, the Beis HaLevi, he gives him a lot of titles. There was one place that he quoted him without a title. And it's Kabbalah and the Mishpacha. The reason why is because in that time, Reb Chaim was a kid. Mamish, a kid. Like, I don't know, 6 years old. And it was an Asifis Rabbanim. They were talking and learning and he asked the Shaila. And Reb Chaim shouts out the answer from a corner. Shouts out the answer. That was his answer. So he held that since he was not doing quite the Ramani said it. So in that, when he quoted over that story, he did it with that. Twice times he was a Talmud Chacham when he was a kid. Twice times. Yeah, so anyway, so this is Reb Chaim's Chesed. Now, I have a question on the Maisa. What do you have to be alarmed in for? Why didn't Reb Chaim be Michael, his father? Don't stand up for me. Why don't you do it? Like, it's a halacha. We're a simple halacha. So you can say, this is what he was worried about. He was worried about the Yom Shoshim is Hidda. The Yom Shoshim, they still have to do Hidda, and he didn't want his father even to do Hidda. So maybe that's what he was worried about. There could be a pshat. I would like to suggest, perhaps there's a different judgment going on. And that is, Reb Chaim could be Meichel from day to tomorrow, but the Beis HaLevi is still going to stand up for Reb Chaim. Beis HaLevi wants to be Mechabed Talmud Chacham. So since Reb Chaim knew that, so maybe Reb Chaim had to avoid the whole situation. And in Mekina Matvarim, maybe that was planned in Maram as well. Maram was Meichel's father. Ta, don't do anything for me. But the bottom line is, he knows that his father is going to get up for the God of Ador. He's going to get up for his son. So in order to avoid this, he had no brainer but to stay away, because he didn't want to mutch his father at all. He'd be Michael. Yes, he's Michael. He's Alam. Yes, he's Michael. We knew that too. But he had a problem that his father was going to stand up for him anyway. And therefore, that he couldn't lie. So Mamela, he tried to avoid the situation as much as possible. I can share one more story, and the story is the Yidua. Shleim Eger was a Talmud Chacham Muflik, and Rekiv Eger held of Shleim Eger Gaval. Shleim Eger was Masada Chedushim in the brackets, and he had sometimes Tirutzim Cheshbainis, that's from his son Reb Shleim, held of him Gaval. He burned Reb Shleim to send the Mishnah Kloch Torah, and the truth is, he burned Reb Shleim, he wanted to see the Torah from his son. He didn't send a timely tshuva, and he burned him, that what's with your Kavod Av? You're not sending me a tshuva. I know when I see your tshuva. He held him in Gevaldik. When Shleim Eger used to come to visit his father, Rabbi Kiv Eger, they used to be Mechaber Shleim to give the shir, and he refused to give the shir. Shleim went to all the cities, he was like giving shirim all over the place. When he went to he didn't give the shir. They asked him, "Ma Pesha Dabba, why don't you give the shir?" He said, "Poshet, I'm going to give the shir in the shul. My father's already old. What do you think is going to happen? Father's going to come to be Mechaber to his son. I should make my father go from his house to the shul to listen to me give a drasha? Well, where's my kavod av?" So he refused to give drushes when he came to visit his father. Now, why wasn't he just Michael's father? And same Terence, he could be Mechafarad behind Terence. Who cares? His father's still going to come to hear the drasha. So if his father's going to come to hear the drasha, he didn't want to give the drasha. How could he do it? To cause his father to be Matriach on his behalf. That he didn't want to do. You see how far we are. How many times we ask our parents to do things? How many times we allow our parents to do things for us? And they go out of their way to give up giving a drasha berav and mamish toyis haravim for a ganze kehillah poison, whatever. Why? That its father shouldn't come, even if he was met, its father shouldn't come to the drasha and mutcha to come to hear his drasha. That, as I say, but okay, Rabbi Isai. That's what they say, because Yosef was a melech and he didn't want to cause Yaakov to get up. Correct, that's what they say.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.